If all goes as planned, ANC Bio expects to start construction this fall on a 75,000-square-foot, five-story research and development center on this lakeside parcel where the Boatner Company once made skiware. The existing vacant factory will be retrofitted this summer to house Menck, a German manufacturer of energy-efficient windows. Both companies expect to be up and running in 2014. Ike Lee, CEO and president of ANC Bio, says that UVM will provide both potential employees and research and development support for cutting-edge biotech projects,
which includes the stem cell science and a new medical device and many other stuff which we can also bring in through the help from the UVM. We chose UVM as our home team, and we will work with them. And all those professors and doctors, nurses, they are willing to work with us. And that part, we are really, really fortunate and excited.
Along with adult stem cell research, ANC Bio makes artificial organs. Project organizers say there will also be jobs for less highly trained, more local workers, assembling dialysis machines and other devices. Lee expects the doors to open in December 2014. At the beginning of that same year, Menck plans to be making energy-efficient windows. Todd Batchelder, an executive and consultant from Maine, will take the helm of Menck USA.
And here in Vermont, obviously a tradition of woodworking, fine craft, environmental stewardship or awareness, all these things that I think are going to be key to what we're going to do right here.
But the Vermont projects cannot happen without an estimated $600 million in mostly foreign financing. Bill Stenger owns Jay Peak Resort and is managing these and three other projects throughout the Northeast Kingdom. He's been traveling extensively seeking working capital through a program called EB-5, which grants visas to qualified investors.
We're having great success. ANC Bio is north of 50% funded. Menck Windows will be funded by the middle of this calendar year towards the fall, totally. And the investment capital is designed to go to rural communities.
Stenger says he has no worries about attracting workers from Vermont and beyond the state with a range of abilities needed for the spectrum of temporary and permanent jobs he hopes to create in five projects, including upgrades at two ski resorts and the redevelopment of much of downtown Newport. Changes are also coming to the state airport at Coventry. Ariel Quiros, Stenger's partner, says the airport will house a new kind of lightweight aircraft that runs on gasoline, not airplane fuel.
And the uniqueness of that is that we will be assembling the airplanes here as well.
Quira says three of these planes will arrive later in May for testing. The airport, which is not part of the EB-5 funding, is slated for runway and terminal improvements. Those permits and all the others needed for the package of projects will take time. But Stenger says they are proceeding on schedule. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.